Start doing this from now on, and then watch what happens. Listen to this. Neville Goddard shared an amazing story of a guy named Jimmy Fuller, who in the beginning had a hard time manifesting what he wanted for several years, to all of a sudden becoming this manifesting beast, you know what I'm saying? Him and his family, finding success with money, healing, business, saying that everything he touched turned to gold. But there was this one time in particular that really stood out to him, which was when he wanted a car, a Cadillac convertible. Oh yeah. And here's what he did to manifest it. Ready? He sat quietly in his living room and he drove his Cadillac in his imagination. But this time, he treated it loosely. He put no real effort into it. He just accepted it. That's it. He put in 3 telephone calls. Then bam, the same day, he was driving his new car. Just like that. All right, so what's the lesson here? Notice he said that he treated it loosely. He put no real effort into it. This is the perfect example of what's called the law of least effort or reversed effort, which is the opposite of what you'll hear out there, where they tell you that you gotta pray harder and be desperate or want things badly in order to get what you want. Question, and I bet you've experienced this. When you put more effort into something and you strive and push and push and push, trying to force things with willpower, what happens? You get the opposite of what you want, right? Your desire gets further and further away from you. Why? Because effort, believe it or not, is the greatest enemy when it comes to manifesting. The greatest enemy. Because it's not about willpower. It's about what? Awareness. Where you place your attention. So the best way to manifest is to simply shift your awareness from your present state to the state you desire, minus the effort. Think about this. You manifest every single day so-called little things, things that are easy for you. You treat them loosely, right? No big deal. But then with the quote-unquote big things you want, your energy changes. It feels harder, so you put more effort into it. Small and big are relative terms, okay? It's different for everyone. But anyway, my point is that if you want to manifest faster, you want to take that same energy you use with the small stuff and apply it to the big stuff. For real. Because ultimately, you don't manifest what you want. You manifest what you're conscious of being. You manifest what you're conscious of being. Don't ever forget that. Boom. So there you go. Know what you want and just relax. Be still. And then imagine it. Feel it's already yours, that you already have it. And have fun with it. Just treat it lightly. And then drop it. Let it go. And watch it happen in your world. Let it happen. Because you get what you believe. Yeah. All right. If you appreciate this video, hit that like and subscribe button and that bell to help support my channel. And if you're ready to live the life that you really want, then yo. Click the link below to learn more about Law of Assumption Mastery, how to manifest anything the Neville Goddard way. Like I always say, more's coming. Till next time, I'm out. Peace.